Hi there, Ellen. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here, and Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service, you know, what's included, how it works, of course, answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a very significantly reduced rate, being that the business is fairly new. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Oh, so far so good.
Oh, good, good. I'm glad to hear that. So, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, that PAC result that pops up right near the top of the page.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't necessarily know who to call. And for a young company, that's important. People will not need to know the name of the business to find your company as a top option, and of course they will call you directly. So there's no third party involved. You just get phone calls. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. Now, I know that Tara does a pretty good job of outlining at least the basics of our service. Did you have any questions for me at this point other than price?
Well, I imagine we have to develop some ads,
Well,
call that sort of thing.
we would talk to you about the services you want to be found for, your service area, how you want your business to be presented, hours of operation, of course, forms of payment you accept, any mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business. If you want to be branded as knowledgeable or trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. But as far as creating ads, we create the content to have you found on that first page. We'll, with the information we get from speaking with you, build out the destinations, directories, and platforms that the search engine search for when someone does a keyword search. And what ultimately gets used to determine what businesses pop up on that first page, it's not how long the business has been around or the size of the company or the quality of the work. It's just how much content related to that search online they have versus their competitors. So, Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, almost 70 different destinations and directories would be created. Of course, all of it talking about the services in the service area, linking back to that website and the verified listings on Google and Bing. So that's going to have the company popping up in that local map or that PAC section. And then, of course, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. We offer the services on a month-to-month basis. That being said, as long as you choose to use the service, you would be qualifying for that reduced rate. Being it's a young company, it is a promotional rate, but not an introductory rate. It's really more of an assistance program to make it more affordable for younger businesses. With that reduction in the cost, it would be exactly $199.00. It would bill once a month for that exact amount. So, there's no third party involved, not paying for a lead and then chasing those leads down. Like I said, the calls come directly to you. Being that it is a month-to-month service at that flat rate, is that something that you think you might want for the business at this point?
Let me think about it, but it's definitely way more reasonable than I was thinking it would be.
Right. Yeah, I mean, well, here's the thing. I mean, I know there are other companies out there. There's other lead-based services that, they try to nickel and dime you and send you leads that might not turn out. With us, we have to earn your business. Your success is our success. Our job's to keep your phone ringing and have you be a satisfied client long-term. That being said, being that it's a lot more affordable than you would have thought, and of course for that first page placement to get calls directly to you, if I can ask, what might be holding you back at this point?
Well, I don't finances at this point because we're just getting started.
Of course, yeah. Yeah, we certainly understand that, and that's exactly why the new business rate is the lowest rate that we offer. So if the position becomes available again, it might be better timing. We'll certainly reach back out to you at a later date.
Okay, well.
Realistically, if it's something that you see a value in, and of course, you know, it's designed to really pay for itself and then some, so you might just have to tighten the belt just a little bit to get it started. And I did notice an Angie Leads or Home Advisor profile. I know that that can be a very expensive service where you get a lead and pay for that lead. The same lead goes out to your competitors, and you all pay that lead whether you get the job or not. So, I mean, I might not even be asking you to dig deeper into your pockets for additional advertising dollars. I know that you can put those leads on hold.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Google it, right? It's what we say, and it's what we do, and it's where we go when we don't know who to call. Nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the Yellow Pages, you know? But it almost works the same way that it used to. I mean, as far as the Yellow Pages go, we would just, you know, we'd call someone. Usually for the Yellow Pages, you flip alphabetically to the service you need, start calling from the beginning of the alphabet. That part's different. But when we call someone, they answer the phone, they're available to do the job, they have a fair price, that's the guy that we hire, right? So that part didn't change. But we do our searches now off of the first page of Google, you know, and Google doesn't list by the alphabet the way the Yellow Pages did. They list, like I said, by relevant content. So even though it's a young company, of course, you know, being that it is new, there's no bad reviews, which is great, and that's actually why we're calling you. You're in the area providing the service and no bad reviews, so... You know, we can get you on that first page, get your phone ringing, and, I mean, let's be honest, you know, you're not a hair salon or a doggy walker, right? You don't need 15 jobs just to break even. You know, one inspection that you aren't going to get would offset the $199. And like I said, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. A lot of my clients that have a lead-based service, whether it's the Angie's Home Advisor or Thumbtack, Networks, Crackjack, or any of the other lead-based services. In fact, I think not just my clients, I think every business owner does, in fact, prefer to have calls come directly to them. I don't think anyone wants to chase down a customer, especially when it's a bidding war situation where the lead that you get sent to, in that case, even 6 or 8 of your competitors are all paying Angie Leads for that same exact lead. So, I mean, I think you'd be able to happily scale back on those leads and do what my clients do. Keep your leads paused more often or cap your leads at a lower amount or even shut the leads off altogether, you know. Well, let me ask you this. I mean, it is Friday, end of the week, and certainly we'll start fresh with new listings next week. I'd like to clear my plate before that happens. And also being Friday, my supervisor is in a good mood. The only thing I've got in my system here that's lower than a new business rate is officially coded as a friends and family rate. Obviously, the return on investment, what you're making back from your advertising dollars, will always be the most important part of the equation. But certainly for young companies, we know that the investment part is a critical component as well. The new business rate is great, but the friends and family rate, and I'm not going to, you know, tell my supervisor that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school. I don't think I would need to. I think I could just say it's a young company, new to Angie Leads, and he knows how expensive that service can be. I'll tell him you already have a website, so we don't have to build one. The friends and family rate, not only does it reduce your cost from $199 a month to $149 a month, it also waives the $99 setup fee that would have attached to the first month to help us offset the cost of the programming. So it would save you $149 in your first month, and it would save you $50 every month after that, too, because it would only be $149, not $199 moving forward, being that this is a position that we're actively filling and looking for just the one company to work with for these services in this area. If I can get my supervisor to approve that friends and family rate and, you know, save you that $149 today and $50 a month moving forward, being that it's month to month and you can cancel at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, with the calls coming directly to you and even saving you time, money, headache, hassle, frustration of paying for and chasing down leads, I mean, that's got to be more than fair enough for me to get this going for you, for you to give us the opportunity to kind of get your phone ringing and earn your business, prove it to you 1 month at a time.
Yep, I think you're right.
Let me send out let me send out a real quick message. And like I said, my supervisor is usually pretty quick to respond. While I'm waiting for him to respond back, Ellen, I see the business listed as All Lakes Inspections, right? That's how you'd want the company to be branded?
Yeah.
Okay. And, of course, alllakesinspections.com is the website. And the phone number, then, that we are speaking on, this is the best number for your customers to call, right?
Yeah, correct.
Is it also the best number for us to reach you regarding your account?
Yes, if it's business-related, this is the number.
This is the number. Perfect. Gotcha. And then... is it a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on this number? It's not a landline? Okay, good. Sometimes we'll text you. Sometimes we'll call you for longer pieces of information that we would want you to have for your records. We'll certainly email it out to you. I did notice on the website, alllakesinspections@gmail.com, so that's a good email address for the business.
Yes, it is.
And then, Ellen, what is your last name?
Nesbitt, N-E-S-B-I-T-T.
M-E-S, you said T like Tom?
Yeah, N as in Nancy.
Oh, N. And did you say Nesbitt? N-E-S-B-I-T-T? Okay. There's just a tiny bit of static on the line. I'm not sure if you can hear it. And then just to be 100% clear, Ellen is E-L-L-E-N?
Yes, it is.
Okay, Ms. Nesbitt. And there was two T's in Nesbitt, N-E-S-B-I-T-T. I guess what I wanted to ask you before, and I forgot, was we will, like I said, contact you by phone, text, email, and it's usually the method most appropriate to the information we're trying to get out to you. Certainly for longer pieces of information, we'll email you some things. But did you have a preference as to how we contact you, phone, text, email, any of those, all of those?
Not all of them at once.
No, it wouldn't be all of them. I just meant, well, we have the options to choose the method that would be most appropriate. I don't even know why they ask, but I mean, we want to make it convenient for you and whatever works best for you. You know, there are some things where we would be able to just send a quick text message and that would suffice, but some people say, no, give me a call. I want to speak with you if I've got questions, that kind of thing. But I do have to ask, did you have a preference as to how we contact you? And of course, we won't inundate you with all things at once, but if we call you and we don't reach you, we'll certainly leave a message and maybe send a text message.
Okay, that works.
Okay, great.
Yeah,
thank you.
You can use any methods.
Very, very good. I guess what I wanted to ask you is, because I did see on the Angie leads a physical street address, correct me if I'm wrong, though, you are 100% service-based. You're always going out to the customer. No one ever does come to you. There's no showroom or physical location. There's no brick and mortar. There's no address that we would be promoting for the business online, right?
Correct.
And that must mean that the 569 Lakewood Drive, 65672, that must be your residence then, right?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. Well, for Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, run from the truck. They wouldn't want to list a physical street address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you might not be home. You would just be listed city and state, not even a zip code, and certainly not any physical street address. And then, of course, with the content that we create, you'll be found in that much larger service area. Now, as far as the services provided, did you want to be found Monday through Friday, Saturday, Monday through Sunday? When did you want to show up?
Well, Monday through Friday are our regular hours.
Okay.
People don't behave during our regular hours.
You're absolutely right about that. Yeah. Hang on one second. I did just hear the chime. It must be for my supervisor. It is. It says, Paul, for this fairly new company, especially one using Angie Leads, and also because they have a website, I'd be more than willing to approve your request for the friends and family rate of $149. It says, I'm looking forward to helping this young company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. It actually says, Paul, it's about time that you use a friends and family rate, which is probably true, and it's definitely a little bit funny. I try to not go below a new business rate. With all of the content that we create, to be honest with you, we're not even breaking even on our end in that first month. We have to earn your business for a few months just for it to make sense for us, not only the initial construction and updating and optimizing of the information, but, you know, that's an ongoing thing that we do on a regular basis. But, you know, like I said, our clients love the service and they stay with it long term, and I know that's why my supervisor is seeing the knowledge in my request, and I'm pretty excited, and I'm glad to be able to do that for you. That friends and family rate's going to save you quite a lot, and if it helps you, and I'm pretty sure it will, help you to scale back, pause, or even shut off your Angie leads, then it's going to save you a lot of money, a lot of frustration as well. So, you know, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, like I said, it would be that exact amount, that fixed rate of just $149. The setup fee is waived, and of course it is a month-to-month service. Now, I'll do a couple of things here. One, I'm going to take a look at what we call our client interview calendar. That's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. That's where we kind of dot the I's and cross the T's, and like I said, we get all the information that we need, verify information off of your website, information that I have here, and we'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. What I would do now, and this is also required of us, Ms. Nesbitt, is to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer, as we are a Google Channel partner. We're required to do that. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service and you can stop at any time. That in this case, we're reducing the cost of the service as well as waiving the setup fee. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am, like I said, required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay. Yep, that sounds great.
Okay, if you don't mind, I'm going to take a sip of water first because it's kind of a mouthful what I have to read here. Okay, that's better. And then give me a second here to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Ellen, this part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online?
All Lake Inspections.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I do have that. And then, Ellen, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Ellen Nesbitt. And I'm an owner.
Okay. And then, Ellen, as the owner of All Lakes Inspections, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Ellen, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes, I am.
You are. Okay. Now, as you might well imagine, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And since our job is to make sure that the people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Ms. Nesbitt, of course you would agree to that, right?
Yes, of course.
Of course, of course. It's always a concern for me when I'm calling one of my clients, and I am calling the business number, and it goes, well, maybe it's a voicemail, or even worse still, mailbox full, or not even set up. I mean, it's a concern for me, not because I have to call back. Of course, I will. That's my client. But if I were a customer, I know that when I'm calling and I can't even leave a message, I'm probably not going to try to call back later. I would probably just try to call someone else. So we certainly don't want you to miss those opportunities, right? I mean, that's how we all are, right?
Right.
As I'll say quite often, as long as you answer the phone, you're going to love the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is a month-to-month service. We are already aware of the Angie leads. The reason that I'm asking is all of the content that we'll be creating for your business. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, Ellen, is that we will make sure that all of your business information online is accurate and consistent. Now, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mrs. Nesbitt, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, and then with my supervisor as well allowing me to apply the friends and family rate, and of course with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which we're actually waiving altogether, will be charged today, the 21st of October, in the very discounted officially friends and family rate of just $149.00, that $149. Ellen, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees either. The calls do come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 21st of the month at that same exact reduced rate of just $149. Once again, that rate will never go up. As it is a month-to-month service, completely at will, that does, of course, mean that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, you can discontinue the agreement. You can also pause the service. Let's say you get more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation. And the service can also be paused seasonally, if necessary, by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request, Ellen, to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Ellen, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mrs. Nesbitt, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Ellen, that does, in fact, conclude the voice verification, and then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you?
Let me move to my desk.
Sure.
They're just, okay, it is a MasterCard.
Okay, and on that particular card, is it your name, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
My name.
Any middle initial or middle name on that card, or just first and last?
L.
Middle initial of L? Okay, L. Yes. And then, Ellen, you said that was a MasterCard. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
And you're going to record it?
No. The voice verification has completed. The recording is already shut off. Everything gets encrypted as soon as I hit enter.
Okay. Yeah, PCI compliant. Okay. 5410.
Mm-hmm.
6543.
Okay.
9261.
Okay.
0314.
And then the expiration month and year?
7 of 26.
07 of 2026, and the last three digits on the back of the card.
120.
120. So I've got 120 on the back, and then July or 07 of 2026 for the expiration date. Was the card itself 5410, 6543, 9261, 0314?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And does that bill to the home address, the 569 Lakewood Drive, 65672?
Yes.
It does. Okay.
Yes.
Now, Ellen, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on it. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Sure, let me get in a file folder.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I am ready.
Okay. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. Ellen, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That is Central Time. You can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And on the invoice email, there's a link to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. And since our emails are sent through our system in bulk every couple of minutes, you might, depending on your phone carrier, receive the text message even before you receive the email. But when you receive one or the other of those, please let me know.
I've got the email.
You did. Okay. So I know that our system will sometimes send the welcome email at the same time. The email that we're looking for, though, in this case is the invoice email. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below the email. And then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. When you click on the click here, it is hyperlinked to the terms of experience, talking about the services we'll be providing, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
It's still loading.
Oh, okay.
Less than desirable. We'll just say that.
That's okay. Like I said, I wasn't even expecting you to receive it so quickly. We'll get back to that. It should load before the next couple of minutes, I would guess. But let me go back to the client interview calendar. And the other thing that I wanted to do here, and this is going to be for your protection as well as for ours, even when our client interview technician calls, I'm going to set up a security question and answer. Anyone who calls you saying that they are affiliated with Local Splash, they will know unprompted both my name, which is Paul Gordon, and also both the question and answer that we're going to put in the system here now. It is also for your security as well. Anyone calling us saying they're affiliated with All Lakes Inspection would also know, maybe not my name. I don't expect you, Ellen, to remember my name, but you would know the security question and the answer. You've got three choices here. It's mother's maiden name, which I personally don't recommend, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which of those would you choose for your security question?
City I was born in.
That's the most popular one by far. And then what is the answer?
Oak Park.
Oak Park?
Oak Park.
Oak Park. Okay, perfect. I do have to enter that twice to confirm. Oak Park. Okay, so that's set up and squared away there. And then for your client interview, let's see. I think I can still get you in at 1 o'clock, and then there's not 2 o'clock available, but 3, 4, or 5 o'clock would be available. We schedule by the hour. The call takes about half that time, so it would get you a few minutes after the start of the hour, get you off the phone pretty close to the bottom of the hour. Did you want something as early as 1, as late as 5, or somewhere in the middle?
Let's go for 4.
4 o'clock. So in this case, it will be scheduled from 4 until 5. The call itself, like I said, would take about 25, 30 minutes during that one-hour window. At 3 o'clock, you'll receive a confirmation, or I should say reminder email, that the call itself is scheduled at 5. Or at 4, I should say. So at 3 o'clock, you'll get that reminder an hour prior to that scheduled call at 4. The call itself, like I said, will probably get to you actually a few minutes after 4. And then I'm going to send you also in a minute here a calendar invite to your email. The calendar invite really is more for your records. You know, you don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash. CIENG, that just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Sometimes people ask me what that means. Now, was that page able to load at this point?
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you did. So you're way ahead of me then. Okay, so you can stop right there. The reason that you're seeing it asking you for a username and a password, the automated system thinks two things, both that your tracking system is already activated and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is true. We have to, of course, do the client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track. But once we do that, within a couple of days, you will, by text and email, receive both your username and your password. It's a default password that you can use to access your tracking system. You can change it if you like. We know that some people never do change it. I can give you the username. That has already been created, and it cannot be changed, but it's easy for you to remember. It is simply the business number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. It's just the number, 417-231-5807. That will always be the username on the account. And then and any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, and that is the catch-all for anything and everything, and you can send things there. We will just forward it out to the right department. But please do include either your phone number or your username. They are basically the same in this case, and that will allow us to easily access that information. When they do the client interview in that 4 o'clock hour, they will give you the photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos@localsplash.com email address. If you wanted, you can email the photos team directly. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. It is going to be someone else from our client interview team to give you that phone call in that 4 o'clock hour. But I did want to say welcome aboard. I'm pretty excited my supervisor is allowing me to do a friends and family rate. Of course, we're looking forward to getting this going, get that website out in front of more eyes, get your phone ringing. And on a personal note, like I said, you know, if it helps you to save money off of paying for those leads, I've talked to a lot of business owners over many years that are using that exact same service. I mean, it wasn't long ago, maybe only about 9 months ago, that it went from Home Advisor to Angie Leads, kind of the combination of Home Advisor and Angie's List. But I remember even 9 or so years ago, before it was Home Advisor, it was called Service Magic, and it's the same company. They just change ownership, they change branding a little bit. But I've talked to a lot of business owners over those many years that have used that exact same service, and a lot of them say, you know, it's hit or miss at best, and a lot of times it's good money going after leads that are not so good. So, you know, I'm hoping, and I think it will help you to scale back on those leads and get your phone ring and get you the job you're looking for without having to go through that hassle and frustration of dealing with shared leads. But other than that, it's been a real pleasure speaking with you. Our client interview technician will call you in that 4 o'clock hour, but you have a wonderful rest of the day, and you enjoy the upcoming weekend.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Thank you, too, Ellen. Thank you so much. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.